What do you feel you accomplished?
I feel like we improved every week as a unit and as a team. So I feel like we just need to keep moving forward. There's definitely a lot of corrections to make in this game, but I feel like we went out there and got into rhythm faster and started moving the ball. And you know, I feel like we have a lot of opportunity to work towards it coming up.
How important was it to have Macklin and Cooper out there together just for one game that you really hadn't had that much of the preseason?
I mean, it's just great having those guys healthy and just getting back on the same page and just letting them get more game feel. I mean, this is Coop's first time to be back in a game feel, and he's been trying to get better. So it was great just to see him out there in the uniform ready to go, and just having those guys out there was great.
From Chicago to now.
Celtics got his helmet knocked off in two straight games. On that kind of pass there where he's getting jarred immediately, when you look at him, do you need to get him the ball quicker, or is that just going to happen the way the route develops?
I mean, we'll have ways to, you know, make sure it doesn't happen, but Brent's able to, you know, make the play. He's one of those guys that he uses his body really well, and he gets right back up. Like I said before, he's a tough player. He's a tough guy. And, you know, we'll have ways to protect him and ways to do things. So, moving forward.
From Chicago to now, what's the part of your game that's progressed or improved?
I think Chicago just wasn't a good game. I just stayed focused and didn't freak out and just kept working. I know that every day is, you learn a lot throughout the day, and I learned a lot from that game. And move forward from it, learn from the interceptions, and just want to go through the week of practice and, work on those things. And this game will be the same thing. We won this game, but there's a lot of stuff we can take from it and improve on. And that's how we have to be each and every day. We have to be critical on ourselves. Me as a player, I'm very critical. I think it's very important not to get complacent with your preparation and how you view yourself.
From an off-week standpoint, are you pretty satisfied with the offense going into Jacksonville? I mean, are you guys ready, you think, for the regular season now?
We'll be ready when it starts. We got a lot of improvement to go until then. We got to fix some things, but I know our guys and I know our team, and we'll work towards it and get ready for the opener.
Nick, how much easier is it for you? I mean, last year, tight windows. When you have Macklin and you have Cooper out there, and obviously you didn't have him last week, how much in your head does it make it easier for you be able to throw that pass and not be concerned?
I think our, Riley and Mac are great receivers. I played a lot of football with those guys. I have a great feel. And then the guys that go in behind them, I'm getting a great feel for them too. So if anything did happen, I have all the confidence in those guys going in there and being on time and in rhythm. I know the concept. We work on it every day when a play is called. So I have all the faith in the world that those guys will go out and make a play no matter who the receiver is.
But the way everything kind of flowed tonight, did it kind of feel like you were kind of, not necessarily mid-season form, but getting to that point where you're ready for the season? Did everything kind of come together like that tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is our third preseason game. We got more reps tonight than we have in the previous two. So it definitely feel more comfortable. Still have, like I keep saying, a lot more room to improve and a lot of film study to go on these next few weeks. But I felt good about today, and I just want to keep improving.
I think it was eight different receivers who caught passes in that first half. Is that the way you want the offense to be this year, or it's spread around so much?
I think it's important. I mean, I'm going through my reads. I'm reading the defense. I'm going through that. And I never even think when a receiver's out there, I mean, unless it's man coverage, you try to find the best matchup. I just trust those guys to get to their spots and get open and run the right routes. And it just so happened that we got eight different receivers in the first half. I think spreading around the ball happens because you get to the right guy. You get to the guy that's open instead of hanging on a guy too much and keying on one receiver. When anybody's out there that's a receiver going on a route, I know he's going to do his job and get open, and I'll give him the ball and let him do his thing.
I think your offensive line, a little bit of a rocky start, but really gave you some good protection.
Yeah, they did.
Half and long. Just talk about their development. Probably the best protection you've had preseason.
I mean, they're great. They're a great group of guys, and we have depth that really helps them out. We were getting things going in the beginning of the game, and we got things rolling. They did a great job. They did a great job last season. And, it just goes back to their personalities and how they are as a group. It's a really tight-knit group that has a lot of fun personalities. And when we go out there and play, we're playing for each other. And, that's what happens.
On the field, you see Matt holding his right knee. What flashes for your mind right there?
I mean, you never want to see that, especially with everything Mac's gone through. But, the first thing I did was say a prayer for him. And there's several players out there that prayed over him. And, the good Lord had him right there. Because, if you look at pictures, it didn't look good. But next series he comes out and catches a curl route, and he's the same old Max. So I'm very thankful that there was nothing there, and, you know, definitely scary. Okay. Thank you all. Appreciate it.